This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? I am not Scott Henin. Oh, don't worry, you're not stuck with me the whole show, and no, Scott, they would not be complete if it were just little me hanging out with you. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Henin is at the Bismarck Event Center of the 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference with the North Dakota Safety Council. He'll be talking with Governor Doug Burgum in just a few minutes. Also, Executive Director and CEO of the North Dakota Safety Council, Chuck Claremont. So, until then, you are stuck with me. Scott, I guess, is moderating a panel or something, or introing a panel or something. Moderating a panel, not becoming more moderate, by the way. The English language can fail us sometimes, as we don't quite understand necessarily exactly what we mean every once in a while. I'm Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, you can just dial 258-0550. You can drop a line to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can drop me a text at 701-226-8503. Congressman Kramer was at a meeting yesterday, as we get closer and closer to the presumed off-ramp of the madness we've called the Dakota Access Pipeline all this time. The question has been, when is this going to end? And we bring Congressman Kramer onto the show right now. Good morning.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you. I know this is odd for a number of reasons. First of all, it's not Wednesday, the regular talk radio town hall day. Second of all, it's you, not Scott Henin. But don't tell Scott. I think it works just well. This really well done. And
thirdly, he'll never believe it anyway. So,
right. And thirdly, I'm driving and calling, and I didn't. This is going to be weird. This is really inside baseball for all the listeners who come to become family. I didn't have the number that I usually call, the 877 number and all that, because I'm driving with one hand and calling with the other. So I pushed the only number I could, and that's the studio line.
Well, now you know what it's like to call in just like any other listener, as Kevin Kramer is able to do. You know, I knew Kevin was going to be a guy I was going to like the second I saw him out in my front yard putting an election sign up. I told him he could put one. I didn't realize actually be putting it up. And your response was so priceless. I one of my regrets in life is going to be not having rolled Facebook Live or something as you're putting that sign up, because your comeback was so priceless.
Yeah, well, let's keep that between us, shall we?
It was so priceless.
This is part of being a member of the People's House. Remember, the People's House. I relate to that.
Exactly.
And like it that way, frankly. Right?
And before anybody thinks it was not somebody from an opposing political party, in case you thought that's where he was headed with that, you've got a big Coffee with Kramer Town Hall coming up on Thursday. A good chance for folks to come out and meet you in person. What's going on there?
I do. So this is really our first week out of Washington, is this week as the House. And it's called District Work Week. I was receiving a couple of requests, rather persistent requests, to have a coffee with Kramer or a town hall in Fargo. And my schedule, it really was jam-packed. And a couple of things switched sort of a week or so ago, and we were able to fit one in for Thursday at 1 o'clock at Beans, Coffee with Kramer at Beans in Fargo. And so I want, whoever's got something on their mind, we're going to talk a lot about what's going on in Congress right now. It's a fast pace. Of course, we've got the Obamacare repeal and replacement, which is sort of the main reason I'm in Congress, and the main reason Republicans have control of Congress and the White House is Obamacare. And by the way, with that in mind, Todd, Thursday's a great day, because Wednesday, Dr. Mike Burgess, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Health, which is a subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee that I sit on, the chairman, who's going to be a major architect in the replacement of Obamacare, is a major architect, will be with me and with Governor Burgum on Wednesday here in Bismarck for a roundtable with a number of our healthcare stakeholders, including Governor Burgum, including his human service team, as well as hospital association, medical association folks, insurance folks, as well as AARP and consumer groups. So we're going to have a very good discussion on what the components of a replacement should look like, including how to structure Medicaid. So all of that will be very fresh going into the Coffee with Kramer on Thursday in Fargo. And I know a lot of people want to talk about that because there's a lot of excitement about it. There's some anticipation or concern, even anxiety that maybe the Republicans won't be able to do as much as they promised they would do, or that we won't be able to pull the whole thing out by the root and get rid of Obamacare altogether. You know, there's some discussion about that, and I want to assure people we're going to do everything we can within the law. There are some things we're not able to do without 60 senators. So we'll have a robust discussion about that, as well as, you know, energy infrastructure development, which is a hot topic, obviously, in North Dakota. We've seen tremendous response from President Trump on Dakota Access Pipeline, Keystone XL Pipeline, and other energy infrastructure projects. Comprehensive tax reform, which we also expect to be on the docket for the House and Senate this year. So we'll go over some of the components of the blueprint, the Republican blueprint for comprehensive tax reform, and let people comment on that and ask their questions about that and any other topics of the day that might come up. As you know, I do sort of an overlay outline, if you will, of the year, first 100 days, first 200 days of the new Congress, and then open it up and talk about whatever people in the room want to talk about. So looking forward to that.
I was going to ask you, you know, given what's been going on across the country, what do you expect to see in this town hall Thursday?
Yeah, I expect a lot of, and by the way, as soon as I tell you what to expect, it'll be something different, just like this show.
Well, exactly. That's hence the term, what's on your mind? If somebody else comes in with a completely different question, you know, you never know, right?
That's exactly right. But that's the beauty of accessibility. Let the callers, let the constituents decide. But I do expect a fair bit about Obamacare. We get a lot of calls from people, largely the conservatives and Republicans, that are concerned that you know, they see some waning on the part of some Republicans, particularly in the Senate, as well as, you know, as others, that we're not really going to do it, that we talked about it all this time, and that we're not going to pull the trigger and actually repeal and replace Obamacare. And so I expect there'll be a lot of that. There'll be perhaps some anxiety of people who have pre-existing conditions, or you know, have gotten insurance as a result of Obamacare. They're concerned about losing it. We'll be able to answer those concerns and hear them. Hopefully, I get the main thing I look for at these is some good ideas. You know, Medicaid, as an example, Todd, is a big issue. It's an area of jurisdiction on the committee I sit, and it will be an area of great debate as we talk about how to deal with states like North Dakota that have done Medicaid expansion as a part of Obamacare. How do we treat expanded Medicaid? How do we plan to treat expanded Medicaid? How would you like us to treat expanded Medicaid? And how do those that are part of the expansion, how to you know, to reimburse states or to imburse states, I guess, to fund Medicaid? Do we do it with a block grant as per historical numbers, or do we do it with a per capita allocation? There's some discussion about which is better for each state or all states. And we have some data on that that will be helpful. Some of that will be fleshed out with our group on Wednesday when Chairman Burgess is here and we have that discussion. So I expect a lot on Obamacare, perhaps some on tax reform. I'd love to hear people's ideas on comprehensive tax reform. And I'll outline some of the priorities of the Ways and Means Chairman, as well as Speaker Ryan and the Ways and Means Committee, that is the tax drafting committee. But a lot of it relates to, get this now, Todd, this should be music to everybody's ears. We anticipate that should the blueprint that's been published become legislation and become law, and there are going to be some changes. We're all putting our ideas into the bucket. But largely that blueprint should allow for about 90% of Americans to file their tax returns on a postcard. Imagine that, a postcard-size tax return.
Okay, I want to know who's going to fight you on that idea.
Okay, so here's how it works. broader base, lower rates, simplification means angry lobbyists. That's who's going to fight us. Because every lobbyist represents somebody who benefits from some complexity in the tax code. And so everybody's got a little carve-out, they've got a little niche, they've got a little loophole, they've got a little deduction or a credit or something that benefits their particular industry. And they want it simplified for everybody else. But as you know, in order to unleash the innovation of the American spirit, we need to lower our rates, become more competitive in the global marketplace. We have the highest income tax rates, the highest corporate and business income tax rates of any country in the world by a lot. So if we're going to lower those rates in order to make up for the revenue that's lost, we need to broaden the base. And then
sounds like we should be getting a hold of our congressman and telling them, ignore the lobbyists, just get the postcard thing done. Well, I suppose a bunch of accounting people are probably not going to be real, tax preparers and stuff wouldn't be real happy either. Congressman Kevin Craver, more when we come back. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell and Scott Hennin's coming up, don't worry.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What's on your mind? Hi there, Todd Mitchell. I'm usually the guy lurking in the background as Scott Hennin takes the spotlight, but he's at the 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference. On behalf of the North Dakota Safety Council, the Bismarck Event Center, we will hear from him momentarily. He'll have Governor Doug Burgum and then also some stuff with Chuck Claremont, the CEO and Executive Director and all that of the North Dakota Safety Council. Meanwhile, Congressman Kevin Craver on. And, of course, the deadline looming to get the protest cap cleaned up. There was a meeting yesterday. What happened there?
Well, so yesterday's meeting was, you know, the Monday morning briefing, and there were all kinds of law enforcement officials, all the usual people who've been putting in hours and days and weeks and months without a break for, you know, for, on behalf of all of us and the safety of protesters as well as workers and the citizens in the area. And just sort of talking through the logistics of the week as, you know, the governor's evacuation notice becomes official at midnight tonight, I guess, or maybe say midnight tomorrow morning. I think that's how it works. Anyway, and, you know, just how that's all going to be carried out, the importance of with the rapid melt, Todd, you know, who knew it would be spring in February? And the rapid melt, you know, creates a little more even urgency for life, health, and cleanup and ecological care of the river itself. And so it was just, we were just sort of talking through all of that, how the, you know, put the last people out as they, you know, as they honor the, hopefully honor the evacuation notice. And by the way, people seem to be doing that, Todd. I think it's very encouraging. I think Governor Burgum and his team have done a great job of communicating effectively with the tribal leadership and even the camp leadership. I think people understand that the priority here is life, health, and the environment and the cleanup, and people seem to be committed to that. So we just want to make sure that everyone's safe and that there's a organized plan for receiving people who evacuate, and depending on their needs, that those needs are met, whether they're medical or, transportation, whatever the case might be. And so anyway, it was really walking through all of those logistics. And I have to tell you, I sat there and listened to people like, you know, Sheriff Kirkmeyer and of course, Chief Ziegler and Superintendent of Highway Patrol Gerhardt and all of the others, including the governor and emergency service folks, human service, health department even, Homeland Security. I mean, it's just amazing how competent and professional and confident these people are, and they, as a result, they give me a great sense of confidence. So it's just a really good experience, and I think very hopeful.
One of the unfortunate benchmarks of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and how it's been handled is the lack of help from the federal government. Yeah. Are we getting what we need now?
Yeah, so there are many. In fact, I don't know the exact number right now, but you know, somewhere in the 80 or more range of federal officers that are on the ground right now in on the reservation side, the BIA officers especially, which is very important to realizing that, you know, there are two camps, or there's one camp on the, you know, on the reservation side, of course, and there are different jurisdictions. So the federal officers are putting a great deal of emphasis over there and their efforts. On the other side, we have, of course, our absolutely marvelous local officers headed up by the Morton County Sheriff's Department in our state highway patrol, as well as officers from around the state and other parts of the country that have everything that they need from a jurisdictional standpoint to go in. And frankly, the green light from the Corps of Engineers, who's the landlord, of course, of this land. And I think everyone's feeling pretty good about what they have at hand. We'd like to get more federal officers, literal boots on the ground and expertise. But for now, I think we have what we need. And I really do, Todd, am praying for and am hopeful for a peaceful transition from what it's been to what's going to be normal, hopefully fairly soon. Even from the people, if you will, that are, everyone's there illegally, but the people that remain there illegally after the eviction notice from the Corps is implemented, I just expect a peaceful, non-resistant, if you will, process. So I know there's some troublemakers making some racket, but I think at the end of the day, there are very few of those left.
They say time heals all wounds. We're going to need plenty of time for that. Governor Doug Burgum is coming up shortly here on What's in Your Mind with Scott Hannon. Congressman Kramer, how would you say the governor's been handling the protest situation?
I cannot say enough good about the way Governor Burgum's been handling it. His outreach to the tribe, his outreach to the camp itself, you know, the urgency of spring, of course, has been his, on the one hand, it's been his problem. It's also been his friend, because everybody's committed to, you know, to cleaning that place up. They are, after all, water protectors, right? And I think we know in many cases that's not who's there, but it is the It is the commitment of the tribe, and having their leadership be in sync with the governor on all of this has been helpful. And the governor, I think, deserves a lot of the credit for that outreach and for his diligence. At the same time, he drew a hard line in the sand, and he said, you know, there is an evacuation notice effective February 22nd. It's non-negotiable. It's not going to be changed. And so he's been, on the one hand, firm, and on the other hand, diplomatic, and firmness and diplomacy go very well hand in hand. It's something we have not had in our federal government for 8 years, and it's proven to be our, to our detriment. He's exercised, I think, great leadership in all of this.
What's on your mind, Congressman Kramer? We have him for just a quick few minutes. Jim is on Highway 83. Jim, what is on your mind?
Yeah. Good morning, Todd. Congressman Kramer, thank you for your service. I feel my vote was well served so far. Your last comments about the camp, real quick, is that can you tell me, Congressman, and the other listeners, that Thursday morning that camp is going to be empty and that this deadline is not an empty deadline like others have been, and we're going to get this done and over with? Will that camp be empty this week, and will they be forcibly removed if necessary?
Yeah, no, the great question, Jim. I mean, nobody knows until the time comes, right, of course. But that said, I will tell you the difference on this deadline is, first of all, the governor has been very firm on his evacuation date. Secondly, what we have now that we didn't have before is a firm eviction notice from the Corps that's effective on, I think it's the 23rd, so the next day. And the difference before was every time the Corps would say something, somebody higher up in the federal government, usually in the White House, would say, we're just kidding. We no longer have that. We now have an administration that supports the rule of law, that supports law enforcement, and, by the way, that supports infrastructure development. And all of those things are critical to this.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But again, Congressman, I have to ask, if the people do not leave, will they be forcibly removed? That is my question.
Well, okay, so that's a tactical question, Jim, that we don't know what's going to be required at that moment. Let me put it this way. I think it's very clear that while there's a hard line and a hard line eviction notice, that you can't, it's just like any type of confrontation. You don't dictate all of the terms because the other side's going to respond. So depending on the response from the other side, I would hope that before we put somebody in danger, somebody being a law enforcement officer or a worker or something like that, in danger, we'd exercise appropriate, the appropriate restraint. But at the same time, this is hard and fast, and we'd love to avoid a confrontation, but whether there's confrontation or not will be dictated by the response as well. So I just nobody's going to commit that there'll be a...
Coffee with Kramer, Town Hall, Beans Coffee Bar, 1 o'clock Thursday, 26th Avenue, South Fargo. You can meet him in person. Congressman Kramer, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim, for the call.
Governor Doug Burgum is coming up with Scott Hennin next on What's in Your Mind.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Jewin. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørn Hamilton. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What's on your mind? Todd Mitchell and Scott Hennin coming up. He's at the Bismarck Event Center today, the 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference on behalf of the North Dakota Safety Council. And managed to get Governor Doug Burgum.
From the Bismarck Event Center, Governor Doug Burgum joins us after his remarks to the North Dakota Safety Council. Fun day today with a lot of folks from all over, huh?
Yeah, fantastic day, great event. And you know, hundreds of exhibitors, lots of ongoing education here for companies and safety officers, and what an important issue for North Dakota, and love the goal, let's make North Dakota the safest place to work and live in the nation.
I didn't know you had a safety story, but you shared one. Yeah.
Well, I did. When I was a kid working construction, I stepped on a board with a nail in it, and it went so far into my foot, when I picked up my foot, it was still nailed to the bottom of my foot, so I told the group this morning that this whole idea of safety really stuck with me.
They liked it, for sure. Well, appreciate you being here, and I know they did as well. I want to talk, obviously, about the challenges that remain with the camp cleanup. First of all, you know, there's a lot of different reports, a lot of different pictures floating around. Your office has put some out yesterday, but for folks that want to know, what's the real story? Describe the camp, how many people, what the conditions are like.
Well, it's hard to describe if you're not down there to understand what an enormous mess we have. But just try to think, if you had a community at one time that reached a population of 10,000 people, and you had no streets, no sewer and water, no sanitation system, no landfill, I mean, no anything. So you basically have got all this accumulated garbage and human waste that's down there, and we're trying to clean it up. And we had our best day yet on Sunday. We got 52 roll-off dumpster loads out of there. So we're up to over 175 loads that we've pulled out of this thing, and that progress has been made. You still look at the thing and say, this is, you know, we've put a dent in it, but we have a long way to go in terms of what remains to be cleaned up.
What percentage of cooperation are you getting from people in the camp? I want to help versus stay out.
Well, I would say we have to separate the camp from the tribe. The tribe has been exceptionally helpful. Their EPA officer, their leadership, their tribal council, the leadership in Cannonball, North Dakota, that's the nearest community, all of them are, you know, all unified with the state, which is the protesters time to go home, and we want to clean this thing up so we don't have a disaster in terms of the thing. Because with these warm temperatures, we've already got stuff leaching into the Cannonball River and leaching into the Missouri River. I mean, there's an estimated over 175 abandoned vehicles down there, and every farmer and rancher in North Dakota that's left a car out over the winter knows what happens. Battery freezes, oil leaks out of it. So we've got issues with soil, I'm sure, already, that we have to make sure that we're trying to remediate. We've been doing it with contractors, local contractors. Now we hope that the Army Corps of Engineers will be deploying people this week to help us get even more resources going on the cleanup. But a lot of work remains in getting the camp cleaned up before the spring floods arrive.
And the folks in the camp, and also the Block 1806 with the TP on, I guess it was Sunday afternoon, that remain sort of belligerent and not wanting to participate in the cleanup, nor have anyone in there or evacuate. What are we talking for numbers?
Well, we don't know exactly. It's hard to make estimates, and it swells. I think when we've had meetings on the bridge, there have been 150 people around the people that are trying to have a meeting. I think with the teepee built on Highway 1806, there's maybe 75 people involved in that. But when they're up there on the road, there's still lots of people in the camp, and there's really three camps that are still operating, the Rosebud and Sacred Stone, which are primarily on both Corps but also on the reservation land in Sioux County, and then where we're focusing our cleanup efforts is on the Shetty Camp, which is on the Corps land in Morton County. But there's still lots of people down there in that area. And
hundreds?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And more during the day. But, it's also, again, trying to understand that some of the folks that are left in the camp right now, this is not just going to be a law enforcement effort. It's also, I want to say, human services, because there's people in the camp, as we've worked on the cleanup, that clearly would be presenting themselves as someone that you would say they've got behavioral health issues. And there are also some health issues, because there's clearly some people down there that haven't had a shower for months. But if you have people that are potentially homeless, we believe we've identified some veterans that are homeless that have been here that must have come during the December March. So we're working on a transition center to help people, whether that's bus tickets home, getting them back into a system where they can get the appropriate either behavioral or physical health care. Because again, there's just a lot of I'd say vulnerable populations. There's elders, there's young people. We've identified people with infants down there, and so you throw that in with the behavioral health issues. It's a mess. I mean, because it's again like any community's got a population that's vulnerable and has these issues, but this one now has probably a higher concentration of that.
Wednesday, the Corps of Engineers has set all along an evacuation. There's a time on that now. Explain what you want people to know at the camp related to that evacuation order.
Well, it's coming up tomorrow at 2 p.m. The Corps has said that anybody that's there beyond that, they've enumerated here's what the fines will be if people stay. Again, today we're starting to provide bus transportation out of the area if people need that, if they need to get up here to get processed but need to get out of this, get home. We've even said, hey, we'll buy bus tickets for people to get back to wherever they're from. So that's what I know. And then we also want to know if the cleanup wants to continue. I mean, our number one issue is life safety. The second issue is the cleanup, trying to avoid the ecological disaster, and we're going to continue to focus on those as the two primary issues. You mentioned the teepee on the bridge. I mean, this is what's frustrating. We have, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I have spent all the time talking to the concerns of people on both sides of the Cannonball River in both Morton County and Sioux County. And part of it is, if you want to return to normalcy, we've got to get our highways open in North Dakota, not have them being blocked by protesters. We completed the repairs on the bridge, and we had opened the 1806 for emergency vehicles. We still got law enforcement and checkpoints there. During this, hour-long protest on Sunday night, guess what? Standing Rock Ambulance is trying to get somebody through on 1806, save themselves 45 minutes getting to Bismarck Mandan for an emergency, and we have to send the ambulance around because they're protesting on the bridge. And this is exactly why the Standing Rock Tribal Council and the people of Standing Rock want the protesters to go home, because it's disrupting their lives as much as it's disrupting anyone's.
That's my question. So there is obviously that element that doesn't want to go, and they want to actually disrupt the effort to clean up the camp. camp and take care of people who need help. With the 2 o'clock evacuation order, we get to 201 on Wednesday, and those people are still there. What happens?
Well, I think, you know, we're you know, anybody that can just walk down there and take a look at the camp can say, hey, guys, by tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you're not going to have this thing cleaned up. I mean, these guys have built, you know, hardened structures with 2x4s. I mean, we had people that were shingling buildings in the floodplain, you know, as recently as Sunday. It's like, and again, if anybody from North Dakota understands that these structures they're building not on foundations, when that Cannonball River starts flowing with ice flows, these things are going to be toothpicks in the river, not to mention, you know, floating down towards, you know, municipal water supply intakes down river. So we, you know, we're again focusing on trying to, you know, clean up the camp, but now that's going to include not just picking up garbage, it's going to mean taking down buildings and actually disassembling stuff that's been built, and that work is still going to be remain to be done after 2 o'clock tomorrow. And so I'm sure we're going to get to a point and say, hey, look, if you want to help us clean up, you're welcome to keep coming back into the camp during the day to help us clean up. If you're not here to help us clean up, and you're obstructing, you know, this potential ecological disaster, you know, then that's when there may be a law enforcement solution required.
There is an element there that wants that confrontation, right? I mean, this is time to crank up the cameras and get that on social media and raise some money, right? I mean, that benefits them, correct?
You know, absolutely. And I want to say, you know, we used to say the old phrase, made for TV. A lot of these protests are just made for social media, in the sense that, you know, it doesn't even, if, as long as it's sustained long enough, I mean, we protest for an hour, we create some confrontation, we get our 2 minutes of video, we put that online, we put the call out to raise money, because in the end, a lot of this is about money, and it's about, you know, trying to generate interest. And I think, you know, there are people that are trying to pivot or benefit from the events of last fall, when there was, you know, awareness raised about some of the, you know, indigenous issues in America, which is, again, is a fine thing for people to be more aware. I mean, it's fine for people to understand that Standing Rock is one of the 10 poorest counties in the nation. I mean, that's fine for people to understand that we've got, you know, both economic and health care and education issues on that tribal lands and across the country. It's good for people to understand that. But right now, there are people that are trying to, you know, pivot off of last fall's protests for their own self-interest, and these anonymous funding accounts like GoFundMe. This is going to be a problem for the whole country under the Trump administration, because you take the combination of social media, then you throw in some celebrities that know how to use social media, then you throw in the you know, anti-carbon world or whatever cause you have, and then you throw in the GoFundMe, and that's how you're going to end up with these sustained protests. And I've talked to, you know, all the other governors that I've spoken to across the Midwest, and just said, hey, get ready, because this is the new thing that all of us are going to have to learn how to deal with. This is not just a one-time thing. This is going to be a new thing that every government's going to be dealing with.
Should there be?
We will have more of that interview. Scott Hennin and Governor Doug Burgum, what's on your mind? I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennin is over at the Bismarck Event Center at the 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
Yes.
On behalf of the North Dakota Safety Council.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Do you want to talk about the Polar Service Centers, or you want me to do that?
I can sure do that. My duties are done here.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I'm saying done as far as the conference.
Catching me off guard here.
MCing.
I think I didn't need to wet my pants, or I would have wet my pants with you just suddenly bursting on here. I thought you were, like, busy, you know.
You should have.
I said moderating, and then I realized somebody might confuse that for being more moderate. And so moderating is not the word to use. But
when I was on the stage today introducing the governor and Chuck Claremont from the Safety Council and the keynote speaker for the 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference, they were chanting, "Where is Todd? Where is Todd? Where is Todd?"
If a liar's pants would catch fire, you'd be in flames right now.
How do I get in?
Which would not be good at the safety thing, you know.
I don't lie. That's one of the reasons I love my friends at Polar Service Center, because they have a company that is world-class. And, you know, tent trailers are among the most, you know, volatile things on the road, right? So there's a lot of safety issues related to tank trailers. And the folks that are in this industry and know it well and have a great training program are the best of the best. So Adam is raring to go. He's in North Dakota right now hiring folks. $32 an hour. Does that sound interesting? Call 495-0997, 701-495-0997.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun. Saturday, February 18th.
How do you live out your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction, commitment, and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For tickets, call 701-214-5565 or go online at familypolicyalliance.com.
In a moment, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. If you have a loved one somewhere in the United States that wants to come home and have a great job, you're going to give this telephone number to that loved one of yours, and maybe, just maybe, they'll live a little closer. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen. We're talking about Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have dozens of Polar Service Centers throughout North America. Three of them are right here, Killdeer, Williston, Billings, Montana. And they need technicians right now. They pay great. The benefits are great. It's a wonderful company to work for. Here's that telephone number, 832-942-3566. Call Adam at 832-942-3566 to find out about the wonderful opportunities at Polar Service Center, Williston, Killdeer, Billings, Montana, too. 832-942-3566. Tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
More of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum to continue on here live from the North Dakota Safety Council's annual Safety and Health Conference. Workforce Safety and Insurance, one of the major sponsors. So many other folks come together, and really a great day. Started yesterday with some oil and gas safety training going on. I was pleased to be on a panel, Carrie Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, along with
Steve Carroll from Oasis Petroleum, and I sort of moderated some panels with some different folks. Very fascinating. Very interesting, fascinating. Learn a lot. I really, really enjoy it. So anyway, we're going to be here today and tomorrow and tell you more about everything that's going on. Obviously, the first thing we do on this program is follow the news and let you know what you need to know about what is happening. And we're going to continue our conversation with Governor Burgum from just a few moments ago after he stepped off the stage here at the Bismarck Event Center. Addressing the safety conference attendees today, and I asked him, he just before the break had mentioned GoFundMe and all these accounts, and I said, you know, at what point do you open up an investigation in this? Legally, should they be pursued? And people are tired of it. All, and not just GoFundMe, but Earth Justice and Honor the Earth and all these different groups. Here's what the governor said.
Well, I think there should be, and I think there will be, and of course, this is going to be a collision, just like it is in, that may go all the way to the Supreme Court, just like we've had in recent years about funding for political campaigns, because it's going to be a battle between, you know, free speech and, as you know, one of the principles of our country, and then it's going to be, you know, is that free speech used for illegal activities, or how is, you know, is it promoting illegal activities? So there'll be some interesting legal battles that go, but not unlike, you know, PAC money or campaign finance, because in some ways you could have legitimate organizations that are filtering their self-interested dollars through small donations, so it looks like it's an organic thing, but you're filtering it in through lots of small donations to support a cause that might help a corporation.
30 seconds left. Real quick answer. Are you getting everything you need from the federal government? I know you asked many times. Do you have what you need?
No, we are not getting everything we need from the federal government, and it's, again, surprising to me that the federal government has a hard time figuring out how to deploy resources to support a state like ours. And I think one thing you may see coming out the backside of this, because right now the National Association of Counties or National Association of Sheriffs Association around the nation regularly are the groups, the local sheriff's department, the Stratford resources often come in at the request of the federal government to provide law enforcement on federal land around the country. And if the feds don't want to enforce the law on their own land, then you know maybe they should give the land back to the states, or maybe the sheriff's department should say, hey, well, we're done doing that, because you guys can enforce the law on your own property as opposed to put the financial burden on us.
Thanks, Governor.
Thank you, Scott.
That, by the way, is one of the more significant things the governor said in his time as governor. What he just said is, number one, on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest situation, the federal government is not doing enough to assist the state of North Dakota. But he also went on to say the federal government is broken in that it can't do what it needs to do, so it relies on sheriffs across the country and the Sheriff's Association to do what they've done here. But mind you, Governor Dalrymple, before Governor Burgum, was pleading with President Obama for resources. Nope, nope, nope. And in fact, said, not only nope, we're going to just do a little rope-a-dope here on this permit and yank the thing and inflame this whole deal. And by the way, we'll let people on core land as long as they're protesting, couldn't be there to camp, couldn't be there to, you know, inadvertently go one inch over into, you know, from your land to their land without a major fine. But you're protesting, camp all you want, stay as long as you want. That's the federal government broken. Now, obviously, Donald Trump can't fix everything. He's in a month. But this is something that needs to be fixed. There's no doubt about it. And I have no doubt, as you heard Congressman Kramer earlier, Senator Hovind at the meeting yesterday, they're working on getting this fixed. But it's pretty amazing. Chuck Claremont is here, who is Mr. Safety himself, and the executive director, CEO of the North Dakota Safety Council. And we got a couple minutes here, and then I guess you're coming back later in the program. We're going to have some guests on, but give us a little overview of the 44th annual.
Yeah, what a session we're having today and this whole week. You know, despite the downturn we've had, we've still had tremendous numbers. Almost 1,000 people attended, and you throw in the sponsors we've had for the eighth year in a row. Sponsors have grown. And that just says so much about safety in North Dakota. And, you know, what can we say that people care about getting their people home safe every night? And I see new people every single day coming up to me saying, thank you for putting on this event. I can finally convince my boss to let me come. And I was able to bring back so many things last year and allow me to come back again. And it's for us to be able to touch people's lives like that at an event like this, it's so special. you know, and the speakers, we have over 50 speakers. We have 188 booths and 94 courses, and just it keeps growing, and it's just such a testament to North Dakota Cares.
Every time that we do a safety talk, I learn something. So today we're about to go up on stage and get things rolling, and Chuck says, okay, now tell them where the exits are, and tell them where the AEDs are, and talk about the first aid kit at the registration booth. I don't ever think of that, right? I mean, I've been introduced and been MCs a zillion times at events. Don't ever say it. But, I mean, those are the kind of things you learn. They're just good best practices. Right?
Yeah, you know, you say common sense, but common sense too many times isn't common sense. People don't realize it. It's stuff that you have to think about like that. You said, how many times have you introduced and you've been at events where they don't even talk about that, but yet you think about that. It's all about planning. You got to plan, and that's why you do it.
Say, Todd, you need to talk to the K-Fire sports crew, because obviously this poor guy's been doing too many games. Listen to that voice. By gosh, he's got the
I know.
Little laryngitis there.
And we're just coming up to the big tournament season
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know, and here they come. Anyway, more coming up. Chuck will be here throughout the program. Stay tuned, folks. Your call's next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayal for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.